Checky check check 1 2 checky checky check check check. Are we good? Yeah? Just let it run. I'm fine. Normally, here before we actually record an episode, we always do a little mic check, we play it back, we make sure everything's working. Because you have to do that kind of shit, otherwise you record an entire episode of your podcast and you don't actually fucking record anything. And you look like a fucking idiot. Because you didn't do a mic check before you recorded. So I'm always pretty paranoid about that stuff. But it's working. Let's just get this going. And got the window closed, although you may still be able to hear the lawnmower outside. Because, God forbid, there's some fucking grass growing out there, and we gotta chop that shit down. It's amazing how between here at the studio, and yes, we have a window that's normally open in the studio. For those of you going, well, you know, for recording a podcast, you really should have a studio. It should be a closed room, and you should have the mattresses on the... Yeah, I know how things should... You should also shouldn't have fucking clocks that tick in the background like I do here at the studio and at my fucking house. And, yeah, I know all this shit, okay? But I don't want to be in a closed room surrounded by mattresses when I'm recording a podcast. I want to enjoy myself because I have a limited amount of time to live on the planet Earth. And one day I'm going to fucking die. And I want to be happy while I'm here. I know that offends a lot of you out there, all you fucking Puritans and all you motherfuckers who are just terrified that somewhere, someplace on the planet Earth, somebody is experiencing pleasure. And God fucking damn it, Jesus Christ on a stick, you're going to look for every way you can to make it illegal for people to experience pleasure because you just don't fucking like that. Well, you can suck a great big dick. But anyhow, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, everybody has to fucking mow the lawn and weed eat and use the leaf blowers like every fucking day. I can't understand how it is. I mean, here outside the studio, they mowed the fucking lawn like 3 days ago. They're mowing the fucking lawn again. The grass doesn't grow that fast. Every fucking time I go outside, there's a goddamn leaf blower and a fucking weed eater. Jesus Christ. You know, for a bunch of fucking tree-hugging goddamn fuckers who are so in love with nature and believe in global warming, you should spend a lot of time dumping pollutants into the atmosphere with your lawnmowers and your weed eaters and your goddamn leaf blowers, and you should spend a lot of time cutting down all these plants. Anyway, hi, what's up, y'all? I am the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast, where... You know, I named it Stating the Obvious Podcast all those years ago because that's what I do here. I state things that are really fucking obvious. For example, when I say leaf blowers put a whole bunch of pollutants into the atmosphere, that's just me stating the obvious. The same people who are fucking terrified of cigarettes because of secondhand smoke have no problem. See, this is one of my personal crusades. Just like you fucking anti-tobacco fascist cocksuckers who should be exterminated are on this fucking personal crusade to make sure nobody ever smokes a cigarette because it offends you, I have a crusade. My crusade is leaf blowers. Now, not only do the engines... I saw some stats on this. It's on Maddox's website, the best page in the universe. If you go there, you should be able to find it. It's a rant he did about leaf blowers because he has the same opinion. And he shows some information about how much pollutants come out of the engine of a leaf blower. And leaf blowers dump this incredibly large amount of pollutants compared to automobiles and other things in the atmosphere. But then on top of that, especially here in the People's Republic, we have all these individuals who, if evolution were not being circumvented, they would be dead. And there's one person I know, she's basically allergic to being outside. During the summer, she has to wear a fucking surgical mask because basically everything in the atmosphere will kill her because her body has no immune system and she's allergic to everything. Or I think actually, technically speaking, allergies are hypersensitive immune systems. I'm not a doctor. I can't explain the exact. The point is, Right? People who are allergic to everything, if there wasn't medical technology and medical corporations to keep them alive and fucking air conditioning and masks and all this other shit, you know, if they had to live outside the way humans evolved, you know, evolution, that thing that you people keep denying, then they'd be dead. So I don't know where you live. I'm not fucking stalking you. I have a cold beer also. I don't have hot tea today. Man, I went. Speaking of hotties, hot tea, hotties. Speaking of hotties, I went trail running this morning. Ooh, there's a couple of nice little hotties on the trail. Anyway, what was I ranting about? Oh, yeah. People who are allergic to everything and therefore should be dead. So here in the People's Republic, we have all these people who are just fucking allergic to everything. Jesus fucking Christ. And so they're out there with their leaf, not the allergic people, but the people who get paid money to do this leaf blowing, they're out there with their fucking leaf blowers and they're blowing, you know, dog shit and animal shit and pollen and dirt and debris and all this stuff up into the fucking air where all this shit gets up in the air and you have to breathe it the fuck in. And yet these same cocksuckers who love, as I've said before, the main reason leaf blowers are so popular is because, remember the good old days when you use this thing called a rake? To rake your leaves, and you went outside and you got some sunshine and some physical activity, and it was quiet. You could rake with your rake, and it was quiet. It was like meditation. You just rake the leaves, and you could think. And, you know, you'd see your neighbor while you're raking your leaves, and you'd say, hey, and they'd say, hey, and you'd walk over the fence. And now it's just with a leaf blower, it's just, and you can't think, and you can't talk to other people, and you're blowing all this dog shit particles up into the air. And basically, you're a giant fucking douchebag. The reason leaf blowers are so fucking popular, in my opinion, my analysis, my thesis, is simply that white people like to look out the window and see a brown person who doesn't speak English with a leaf blower. It makes them feel good. Get a fucking rake and go rake your own fucking leaves. If you also don't like leaf blowers, you can send me an email here. The email address is God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com, on them there interwebs. Alright, so then, see if I can get around to what I was going to talk about today. I've been talking about the Roush V articles. The Roush V articles, it sounds like some sort of conspiracy book or something. The Roush V articles. What do I want to read? I talked about how to make a perfect pot of tea. His post there. You should read that if you're into tea. I'm into tea. Anyhow. Fucking tea. Hey, wait. Is he finished lawn mowing? Yeah. Nope. He's getting close, so I really want to open the window because I need fresh air in this place. Let us today talk about something near and dear to my heart. Money. Ha! No, money is near and dear. Beer. No, not beer. All right. I am for now going to skip. But yeah, now we're going to skip over that one for now. I'll come back to that. Whoa, what's this? Oh. Yeah. Oh, God. Interesting. All right, sorry, I'm getting distracted. All right, we talked about people not getting their unlimited freedom because, by God, Roush knows that Obama knows what's best for you. Today, let's talk about something near and dear to my heart. It's called girls. Now, again, for those of you who don't know who Roush is... What? Hold on, Randy. I gotta get comfortable here. Whoa, yeah, I'm gonna strip. And strip, baby. No. Not gonna strip. All right, this is not working. Who? Where do all this shit come from? Oh yeah, you're right. I did do that. Never mind. I didn't just unplug the mic, did I? Listeners love this shit, right? You guys are like, yeah. Can we listen to a little bit more fucking just bullshit? All right, here we go. I finally managed to get comfortable. This is the big thing, is you have to be comfortable when you're podcasting. Great, now I have to move the microphone. Still, the listeners are all saying, will you fucking get to the point? It's okay, we're used to that. All right, girls. I'm talking about girls. God damn it. So this is a piece Roosh published on 25th of May. And it's entitled, Do Women Improve the Lives of Men? Especially on the tail end of, what's today, Wednesday? Thanks. On the tail end of Monday's episode of Stating the Obvious, where I ripped on this 42-year-old fat woman who wants a sperm donor and somebody to pay for her child. I mean, this is where we're going when it comes to women in 2015 United States of America society. I mean, she's probably, I'd say, pretty typical of a large number of women out there. Now, I do think there certainly are quote-unquote good women still running around out there in the wild, capturable. Just like there's some good men running around in the wild, capturable. But for the most part, people in our society, men and women both, have become completely fucking worthless. And again, for anyone new to the show, those of you who listened for a while have heard me say this before, when I talk about things like this, I focus on women because I am a heterosexual white man who works for a living and I'm interested in women. Most of the thing, you know, when I talk about how women are worthless and women are stupid and women spend too much time on their cell phone, none of this is meant to imply that all of the men running around are perfect. Okay, it simply means that I don't really give a fuck. I mean, I can rip on men all day long for watching too much sports and being dude bro frat boys and just what the fuck ever, but I don't because I just don't give a shit. Right? It's not that men are perfect, it's that I'm not interested in fucking men, not interested in dating men, so I don't give a fuck. And in fact, of course, the more men out there turn into little beta male pussies, sissy fuckers, then that's the less competition for me with women. So I'm totally okay with men being worthless pieces of shit. Doesn't bother me in the slightest because our society, you know, some people say, well, but what, don't you want to save society and blah, blah. No, I don't. As I've said before, there's no hope. Our society is doomed for the next 100 years at least. It's not getting any better in my lifetime. And I very, very honestly don't give a flying shit about the future. As I have said before, after I die, everybody on the planet can fucking drown in pollution. They can kill each other in wars. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to lie about this stuff. Like people who go, well, I care about the future of the human species. I don't. You people, this is what you all want. Again, democracy. The people of the United States have over and over again, anytime they've been given a choice, they have always chosen slavery. I want Obama to wipe my ass. I want Obama to give me health care. I want the government to regulate business. I want the government to build the roads. I want the government to listen to my telephone calls. I want the government to read my email. Every time the American people are confronted with a choice, I want the government to regulate me smoking marijuana. I want the government to decide who I am allowed to get married to or not get married to. I want the government to regulate marriage. I want the government to tax marijuana. You know, every time people get a choice in this country, a quote-unquote majority votes for more slavery. And slavery is what you're going to get. And slavery is never going to end well. And that's why I don't give a fuck about the future of the species. You people have made your choice. You want slavery. You want to circumvent evolution. Now I hear a fucking weed eater outside. You want leaf blowers. Because you're too fucking lazy to use a rake. Alright, none of this has anything really to do with girls. Let's read Roosh's article here. This is by Roosh V, and it's called Do Women Improve the Lives of Men? I'll have to learn how to scroll. I don't have this printed out. I'm reading it out of my RSS reader. A lot of men are beginning to wonder if women can make a man's life better. Are women essential, or are they the extra component, the dessert that adds to an already balanced male life? It's becoming more evident to an increasing number of men that modern women seem... Wait, what? Hold on. I'm trying to read this. This doesn't make sense. It's becoming more evident to an increasing number of men that modern women seem can only amplify a man's existing happiness instead of providing it outright. Okay, so Roosh needs to work on his proofreading skills. It's quite simple for my mother to discern my mood and whether I'm upset or content. When I'm upset, she asks me what is wrong. If she can solve the problem, she will take a step to do so. If she can't solve it, which is usually the case, she tells me, quote, don't worry about it, unquote, and then runs a distraction program to take my mind off the program. She tells me stories from her childhood or my own, and it relays, and then relays fresh gossip from extended family members. For the time I'm in her company, she makes me forget the problem I have. The effect is temporary, but welcome. For women I date, there is no use telling them a problem of mine. And yeah, I can agree with that. And again, let me just keep reading. They will not give me token sympathy or distract me with stories to get my mind off it. Instead, she will interpret the existence of my problem as me being a weak man. A recent example happened a couple of days before April 15th, the due date for income tax in America. I was on a date with a girl I had been seeing. Nonchalantly, I brought up the fact that the tax date was coming and that it's a, quote, stressful time every year, unquote. She gave no response about it, not even a, open quote, that sucks, then, unquote, and then pointed out that there is a drunk man urinating outside next to a tree. She was not a person I could talk to about a common event that was happening in my life. And yeah, I find the same thing to be true. And again, this is what I'm saying when I say that women are becoming more and more worthless. The number of women I know, and as I've mentioned before, most of my friends are women, and the women I'm friends with are the ones that I can talk to about this kind of shit. That's why we're friends, because as I've talked about before, I'm really good at screening and eliminating people from my life, which is why it's so hard to find a woman to date, because they're all so fucking shallow and stupid. But yeah, the majority of women, if you try to talk to them about anything that, you know, and in Roosh's example, he brings up the taxes and it's stressful. And sure, if you're expecting any kind of sympathy or kind words or help or anything from a woman under those circumstances, you're nuts. Because, of course, most women, especially the ones under the age of 30, especially the ones here in North America, anything that does not directly concern them essentially doesn't exist in their world because of the depths of narcissism that they have reached. And so finding a woman that you can have a conversation with about any topic that isn't about her, that right there in and of itself is pretty damn difficult. It's kind of quiet outside. Whoa, did you see that? I almost did unplug the microphone. That would have been a disaster. Yeah, I almost fucked that up. Hold on. I think I can open the window.
I hear the weed eater in the distance, but I'm going to go for it because we need fresh air in this place. Also need to not unplug the microphone. All right. Yeah, I know. Hang on. I'm getting back to the article. That's okay. I continue reading Ruscha's piece here. Ruscha's piece. I'm reading his piece. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna let her read my piece. Yeah. Hey, baby. Come to Butthead. Yeah. All right. That's okay, because I don't need a woman to help distract me from my problems or relieve the tension that comes from life. I learned to do these things on my own. But it would be nice if she made the attempt to step out of her mind for a minute to understand the man she has at least a strong physical connection with, enough to be penetrated by, has a life too. And this is exactly what I just pointed out. And, you know, again, Ruscha's right. It's like, yeah, it would be great if the women you're having sex with could step outside of themselves for a minute and recognize that you exist. But most of them don't have that ability. I also don't need a woman man to take care of me, but it would be pleasant if a woman takes charge on her own to cook me an occasional hearty meal, tidy up my apartment, make me a drink when my glass is nearly empty, and wash the dishes in the sink. Yeah, it'd be nice if women could take initiative, but there's a fat chance on that one, huh? Ah, shit. Let me just drop stuff. Girls will do it. He said, do it. Girls. Oh. If you came to this podcast looking for maturity, you're in the wrong place. Girls will only do it if I command them to do it, and they won't do it again unless I command it, a sign they'd rather not do it at all, and that other men they date don't require it of them. They don't anticipate my needs and take initiative, like I know they are taught to do in their office jobs. I'm even starting to see a recent pattern where girls are leaving my apartment in a worse state than they found by not putting their glasses in the sink or even hanging up a towel they use to shower their bodies of my seed. In terms of cleaning, I'm more of a woman than they are. And again, sure, it's the narcissism. I mean, they put effort into their jobs, of course, because they are told by the narrative and by the establishment that their career matters. But they're also told by the narrative and the establishment that their relationships with men don't matter, because after all, they're women, they can just ride the cock carousel, they're entitled to sex, they're goddesses, men are going to worship them no matter what they do. So when you're a woman and you go to a man's house, yeah, you don't have to put your dirty dinks... Your dirty dinks. Your dirty glasses. I don't know what a dink is. You don't have to put your dirty dishes in the sink. You have to hang the towel back up. I mean, fuck all that shit, right? The man is, he should be grateful that a goddess like you is associating with him. And everything revolves around you. There's no reason for you to fucking act with any kind of civilized behavior when in another human's home. Back to reading. My work is not particularly hard, but there are creative difficulties I face in my goal to provide good writing and ideas to my audience. Sure, it would be nice to get some encouragement on a book or article I'm working on, but a girl does not care about giving me any encouragement. They look at me as if I'm a robot that is capable of providing constant money and entertainment output, and never fail to take for granted the comfort and never fail to take for granted the comfortable apartment she occasionally spends the night in and all those nice evenings that are required. And all, God damn it, and those nice evenings out that require hard currency from my labor. In her mind, the money must come about magically from thin air. And again, you know, I can relate to this too, because chicks I've dated in the past, for the most part, and even to an extent, some of the women I'm casual, because I have like my serious friends and people I'm friends-ish with. You know, and one of the barriers, the borders, the defining lines between being like friends-ish, acquaintance, whatever, and being actual friends is showing an interest in me and what I'm doing. And the same, I can say the same thing like the one chick I dated for like 2 years. She never displayed the slightest fucking interest in anything that I was doing with my life. Like, just none of all the hobbies I have, the things I do, my writing, my podcasting, my photography, you know, just no interest at all in what I'm doing. Which to me is one of the defining things, because when I'm dating a woman, I'm, of course, it's like she may have hobbies completely different from mine, and that's fine. I don't want us to do things together all the time, right? She should have shit that I'm not interested in. I should have shit she's not interested in. Interested in as far as participation, of course. Like, you know, I don't want to participate, for example, in, I don't know, the fuck would a chick do that painting classes. Let's say she's taking painting classes. I don't want to take painting classes with you. But I'm going to have an interest in how it's going. I'm going to say, hey, you know, how was your class today? What did you paint? What did you learn? Hey, this is really nice. How do you feel about it? Do you think this is good? Do you think you can improve on it? You know, whatever. Talk to her. And the women I've dated, just no fucking interest in anything I'm doing. Because it's true. They look at whatever man they're currently riding the cock of. They just look at him as some kind of robot who's supposed to show up with the money and with the cock. And it's like you take her out and you spend money on her, and then she rides your cock a little bit, and then you're supposed to go away, and it's like you don't exist. It's sort of like the view people have of their teachers. Like when you're in K through 12 type school, or even to an extent in college, right? You think about your teacher as somebody who exists in the classroom, but when you see your teacher like downtown at a restaurant or whatever, it's like, oh my God, this is out of context. You mean my teacher actually exists when she's not in the classroom? She eats food? Well, yeah, they do. And this is the same response women seem to have towards men these days. What? I just got a text about some bullshit. All right, I might be sober at that time in the morning. I'll let you know. Anyway, we get back to reading. What a girl does help me out with is my animalistic need for sex. She will come over, open her legs, demand I pull her hair and fuck her hard, and then allow me to get an orgasm or two. I welcome these orgasms and I won't complain about them, but for most of the girls I date, most of whom were raised with Facebook and have better smartphones than me, there is no other way she improves my life beyond that. She does not provide me with entertainment, caretaking, emotional support, meaningful companionship above that of male friends, or useful advice that matches even 10% of the level that I provide for her. And so the main benefit I receive is the sexual release that occurs in the present moment. This means that if a woman is on her period, she's a liability to me as a human since the cost of spending even 1 hour with her now outweighs the benefits. there is no reason to see her instead of simply waiting the 4 days until her period is over. Yeah. Can't really add much to that. This is a lot of reading. Just can't add much to that. Casual dating is a modern invention that is completely foreign to my own parents. They simply can't comprehend the insane levels of promiscuity that women are seeking without the need for genuine genuine connection. Which also, of course, is funny because there's this whole myth out there running around that, you know, women are sexually attracted to connections and that women need a connection with someone to have sex with them and all this other stuff. This just absolute pure bullshit. Just pure bullshit. Women do not need any kind of emotional connection with a man in order to ride his cock. I mean, women, especially these days when women are demonstrably incapable of emotional connections. They have an emotional connection, but it's only with their cell phone. My mother, Rusha's mother, not my mother, back to reading. My mother has no clue how women can't even perform a scrap of male caretaking like she so effortlessly can on myself and my dad while they were married. There is nothing in the culture today teaching women how to take care of their man, how to stand by their man, how to make him feel like the man, and so men have no choice but to view them as a temporary set of flesh and bones attached to an extremely pleasurable vagina that they can't be authentic towards and who may not give him more benefits than owning a loyal dog. Women have so taken for granted our attention, affections, and efforts that we have been forced to become the emotionless robot they want to see us as just to get sex from them, just to make the overall interaction a slight net gain in our favor that makes it at least worth pursuing in the first place. It's E, blah, blah, blah. Hang on. I gotta scroll down. Oh my God, I'm so oppressed. I have to scroll down. Oh, the oppression. Randy, where are we on time? Thank you, dear. It's so easy for a woman to make me happy that I'm almost embarrassed to tell you what it is. On every other date, she can bring me a little trinket or a piece of chocolate she can wear. She can wear tasteful feminine outfits that make me feel proud to display her on my arm. She can leave her phone on silent and give me her undivided attention, asking me about my day and any challenges I've had to overcome. She can ask me for help that uses my physical strength or intelligence. She can come to my apartment and try out an experimental drink or food recipe she found on the internet. She can give verbal declarations or affections that show I'm important in her life. She can leave both me and my living space in a better condition than before, so that I'm eager to see her again. And yeah, you know, it doesn't really take a lot, but it takes something. And this is, again, the point is women today, girls today, chicks today, especially the ones under 30 with their fucking smartphones, they're just not going to put any effort into anything, anyone, other than themselves. They're not going to do anything to make your life better. And, as Roosh is getting to, I'm not saying, and neither is Roosh, we're next paragraph, I'm not saying that the woman should put all of her effort into making the man's life better, but she should put some effort into it. Nor am I saying the man does not have a similar obligation to the woman. Again, my commentary is going to appear one-sided because I'm only interested in girls. But like I said, all of this stuff applies both ways. In exchange for what a woman does for me, going back to reading Rusha's article, I will make her life better. I will make her proud to have me beside her. I will see that she enjoys the resources I have. I will treat her just as well as she treats me. I have had interactions with thousands of girls by this point, but sadly I have found less than 20 who begin to approach this level of worth. I can't even signal to a girl that I could be a great man for her because then she will just get turned off. I have to pretend I'm aloof and cold and uncaring just to get laid and satisfy my most basic physical needs. What's beginning to happen, I'm afraid, is that women are leaving men worse off than before. The sexual delights a woman gives a man will soon not surpass all the cost he has to endure to get it. And we are seeing this. I mean, God, even myself. It's like I sit here, I go, I could go out today and I could talk to some girls and shit. Or I can just, I can podcast, or I can play a video game, or I can write. And yeah, it's like the cost-benefit analysis. The... God damn it, what's the phrase I'm thinking, looking for? The brain malfunction. God damn it! No, I can't tell you what I'm thinking about because I can't think about it. What is the phrase I'm looking? My brain! I hate when this shit happens. It's the not benefit. It's the opportunity cost. God damn it! Fuck! That was pathetic. The opportunity cost. Right? It's like, okay, I can spend an hour going out to meet girls, or I can spend that hour doing something that I know is going to be rewarding. Because I know that going out to meet girls is mostly going to result in failure, because most of them are failures. Most of them are worthless, self-centered, cell phone addicted, narcissistic cunts. And again, I'm you know, girls are going, well, I ain't gonna meet boy. I'm not saying all the men out there are great. I know. Most of the men out there are fucking worthless, okay? Don't preach to the choir, honey. Shut the fuck up and worry about improving yourself. She's like me. I know most of the men out there are worthless, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just worried about improving myself. It's not my problem to deal with them. So, yeah, it's... It's reaching the point where it's not worth it. And of course, women are being told they are worth it. And that's a big disconnect, is that the women, of course, are getting this message that they're so worth it because they're princesses and they have titties and titties and titties and breast cancer and titties and titties and breast cancer and titties. You know, and they have vaginas and they're feminist and they're go girl and they're, you know, men just want them. And it's like, you know, you women seem to be losing the sight of reality here. You're not. And then, you know, again, it doesn't sink in until you hit 35 and you're still alone and you don't understand why now you're 35 and men aren't flocking to you anymore. Well, it's because you're 35, and I know you've been told by Oprah that 35 is the new 15 or whatever, but it's not. 35 is old. You're wrinkly, your titties are sagging, you've probably got a bunch of debt, you maybe have a couple of kids by now by different baby daddies. No, you're not a catch anymore. Men are not going to flock to you. It's over for you. You have hit the wall. What's beginning to happen, I'm afraid... Where did I leave off? Yeah, here. What's beginning to happen, I'm afraid, is that women are leaving men worse off than before. The sexual delights a woman gives a man will soon not surpass all the cost he has to endure to get it. If that happens on a large scale, a significant percentage of men will give up on women entirely and rightly state from their experience that women can't make a man's life better, all because the modern woman doesn't want to make his life better, when generations past, she was trained to do so. I completely agree. And again, as a man, I mean, I'm a man, I have a ball sack, it's right here, I've got it with me, it has two balls in it, I'm a man. I would love to make a woman's life better. I like making a woman's life better. But when the woman's not going to invest any effort in making my life better, she can suck a fucking dick. Yeah, I'm just going to use her for a fucking cum dumpster and get rid of her after a couple of months. It goes both fucking ways, and you've got to put down your fucking cell phone and recognize that shit. Back to reading. Modern women don't even bother to try anymore. Yet as men, we're expected to be their dashing prince who gives them everything from both sides of the scale. Excitement and comfort. Drama and stability. Passion and deep intimacy. Freedom and dominance. Modernity has served men a raw deal when it comes to relationships, while giving women the expectations and entitlement that they can have it all without even putting in any work. This problem must be fixed within our lifetimes, or else humans will be reduced to using each other as nothing more than sex toys. And, yeah, to a great extent. I mean, again, look at the 42-year-old fat bitch, OkCupid, that I talked about in the previous episode. She basically just wants to use men as a sperm source and as a source for money to raise her kid. And she's a modern, liberated, you know, femistatus. She's got her two master's degrees, one from Harvard and all this other shit. Final paragraph in the Roosh article. I'm ready to make the sacrifice so that a woman can improve my life, but most have shown they are not capable of doing it. Sadly, we live in a time where women don't know how to provide real value to men or simply don't want to. If we can agree that a modern woman doesn't improve a man's life, then we're not far off from concluding that they make a man's life worse, and that a man who chooses not to pursue women may in 10 years be better off than a man who does. A dark outcome that takes away man's pleasure and needs in laying with women. I will do all I can to make sure that is the road we don't have to take. I'm not sure what Roosh is going to do about it. Maybe he's going to have Obama make your fucking decisions for you about who you should date so as to protect you from yourself. Because apparently that's the kind of thing Roosh likes to do, is have the state make all your decisions for you. But he's right about this. He's right about all of this shit. Women are becoming so self-obsessed, so selfish. And yeah, I mean, they don't. It's like they don't know how to cook. And in fact, even saying that a woman should know how to cook, well, that's sexist. You know, I've talked about this up 10 times before. I mean, an animal that can't prepare its own food should be extinct. Right? This whole thing where you say to women, well, can you cook? Well, that's sexist. I mean, no, it's not sexist. It's like humans have to eat. Like, you serious? Because I know women who, they eat every meal at a fucking restaurant. I'm like, what the fuck? Or it's out of a box, or it's macaroni and cheese or something. But they're completely incapable of cooking food. It's like, holy shit. How can you be that fucking dumb, you know, and that incompetent? Who would want to have, what man with any degree of self-respect would want to have a relationship with a woman who's too fucking stupid to cook food? I mean, you take a pan, you put the pan on the stove, you turn the burner on, you take the food items, you put them in the pan. I mean, the fucking internet, the smartest generation ever, they're liberated, they're feminist, you go girl, Oprah, Orange is the New Black, Sex in the City, Game of Thrones, and they're too fucking stupid to put a goddamn piece of meat and some vegetables in a fucking frying pan. And they think that they're, you know, they think that they are a catch. They think that men want them. They think that when they're 35 years old and they've got three kids from two different baby daddies, that some man is going to want to marry them. It's like, you can't even cook food. You can't clean house. You're a goddamn vagina. Sorry, honey, but most of you women out there, by most I mean over 50%, you're nothing more than a life support system for a vagina. And you, when men treat you that way, don't act surprised. You have brought this upon yourself by being worthless, by being married to Obama, by expecting everybody to give you shit in return for your fucking helplessness and worthlessness. This is all you. And your complete fucking lack of social skills. As I've said before, not only can women not make a man's life better, so many of them, you can't even have a conversation with them. You walk up to a girl and you start trying to talk to her. She has no fucking clue how to respond. They're just dumb. They're just fucking dumb. They can't talk to people. They can't hold a conversation. They're terrified of everything. This man's talking to me. He's creepy. Okay, creepy is a description of your emotional response. The fuck? You can't talk to people? You can't talk to other people? You instantly, they're all open-minded and tolerant and all this other shit, and then you fucking walk up and talk to them, they instantly judge you. And I'm not particularly describing any of my experiences here. I walk up and talk to girls, and most of the time it goes pretty well. It's just that I very quickly find out that they're really uninteresting. Right. I mean, I haven't in recent memory walked up to the most recent one. This was a couple of years ago. Was I told you guys about this on the cast when I went up to this girl at CSU campus, and I had a photo shoot coming up. I was like, "Have you ever modeled before?" And you know, I wanted to see if she would be interested because she was model material, I thought. And she was so fucking terrified of me. I mean, she was physically shaking. Her body was trembling. She was so scared. Right, in a room with, it was one of the big lecture hall rooms. We're in a room with like 200 other people, maybe 150. I might be exaggerating a little. And she was fucking terrified. And, you know, there's certainly no way I'd want to fuck her because I'm not going to stick my dick in anything that pathetic. But that was a couple of years ago, and that's, you know, that's the only quote-unquote recent experience I've had with a woman where I've talked to her and she's reacted adversely. But what usually happens, in my personal experience, is I talk to women and they're just fucking boring. You make a joke or you say, or you try to engage them in a conversation and it's monosyllables and they're just, or even if they start, "Oh, well, yeah, I voted for Obama, and oh, I'm going to major in international communications." And it's like, oh, my God, you're so fucking dumb. You know, or I've talked about this before. There were, I can't remember now the number, if it was three or if it was four, but the number of girls I talked to, and this was several years ago, more than several years ago. This was over 4 years ago. This was when I worked at Colorado State University. Is there three girls or four girls? They were all majoring in journalism. And I asked all of them, I said, "So why did you choose to major in journalism?" And every one of them said, "Because you don't have to take any math classes." And it's like, God damn it, you know, I would stick my dick inside of you, but my IQ would go down if I did so. And so from my perspective, again, my personal experience with girls isn't that they react adversely, but when they do have enough communication skills to actually have any kind of conversation, you very quickly find out that they're just dumber than shit. I'm majoring in math avoidance. Fuck. I mean, why would anyone want to do anything with you other than dump you and pump you and dump you? I was going to say dump you and pump you. You have to pump them before you dump them. Otherwise, if you dump them, then you don't get around to the pumping. They've had their minds filled with this bullshit. And if you're a chick and you're listening to this, and I'm sure you're pissed off, but I know the fucking hearing the truth is painful as fuck. But you've got to understand that I know you think the universe centers around your vagina and you're a goddess and you go girl and Oprah told you some shit and all this other stuff. You got to understand that it's just, there's only so far you can go with that. And every day that you get older, again, I know you don't believe what I'm about to say is true, but it is. Every day as you get older, you become less physically attractive. I know you think you're becoming more beautiful every day. You're not. And by the time you're 35, you are going to be completely invisible to all but the most desperate men on the planet. It is just a fact. Okay? Any man with any quality is going to have a choice of the women he can have sex with. And speaking as a man, if I have a choice between having sex with a 35-year-old fat woman who has three kids with two different baby daddies and, you know, $70,000 worth of debt and a dead-end job, or I can boink a 20-year-old college hottie, I'm going to boink the 20-year-old. Because it's all about the, and you know, you say, well, but I'm a woman and I have experience, but that's the thing, as this is exactly what Rusha is talking about. You cannot make a man's life better in any way. You can't cook, you can't clean, you got your kids with the baby daddies, you got the debt, you got your attitude, you got your go-girlism, you got your feminism, you got your statism, you're married to Obama, you got all this fucking baggage. There's nothing you can do to make a man's life better. And if you can't make a man's life better, what the fuck is he going to want with you? And this is why you're going to be alone. This is why you're going to be 42 years old and fat, and you're going to be on OkCupid talking about, I want a sperm donor so that I can have a baby so that somebody on the planet Earth will love me because I don't have any friends because I'm a 42-year-old fat statist bitch who's married to Obama. So yeah, I'm almost finished with my beer. And it's 12 o'clock. And the cast is over. I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right. Fuck you.